Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and tonight we're going to be, I don't know where we're going to be. And in the course of a day, it's funny how so many things transpire, sometimes hour by hour, or every couple hours, or sometimes by minutes. And you know, sometimes I'll get these shows prepared, and I'm ready to run with a show, and then something comes along. So now I have to revamp the show. That's why sometimes I'm late getting these shows out, because I think something more important you might need to hear. And then I'll put the other stuff on another show for another time. Tonight I'm going to probably combine this show with the next show. So if you don't see the data on the data part of the pod this time around, you'll see it in the next one. And I'm a little concerned about Canada more and more. Every day I'm a little bit more conflicted with what I'm seeing. I'm going to read something to you. Because I think we need to be aware that our government is betraying us. And I think we need to be aware that the whole front of this whole scamdemic, kill the old people, take their funds, give it to China, what the hell? It's just old people anyway, right? But anyway, it's another theme that I'm going to get to as well. This is what somebody wrote on an email. And I think the plausibility factor is very, very strong. I think Americans need to pay attention to, because this is probably going to happen more than likely down in Florida or California or Oregon or Washington, or possibly even Arizona. That'll be fun to see. I gotta say, that will be fun to see. Those people down there like their guns. They love their guns. I think if I were China and I was going to try to establish a security network around America, Arizona, I'd leave alone. I'd leave New Mexico alone too, and I'd leave Texas alone. But they might think they have a hope in hell. Well, chop suey going back to China is all I got to say. That's all I got to say. Anyway, let me read this about Canada. I got home to Canada yesterday, and I must tell you about the fresh hell I walked into after arriving in the Vancouver British Columbia Airport. Our airplane flew into Vancouver from Seattle, and we were immediately to walk into a single file. There was no more than 30 of us. The airport was totally empty, like a huge tomb. There was absolutely no people in offices or stores. There was a chilling effect to this great emptiness and quiet. As we were walking in single file on either side along the chosen path, were guards about every 20 feet keeping us contained on path. The guards were Chinese in airport security uniforms. I find that a little odd. Maybe I'm wrong. I wanted to take a picture, but I was sternly warned not to take any pictures. I asked if I may use the woman's facilities, and having to go off path, I was escorted by a Chinese woman in the uniform of the airport security. I have Chinese friends, but this felt very different. It was unnerving coming back to my country. No, she says, coming back to my country to be made to file one after another with Chinese guards keeping us in line and directing us. After seeming to walk a mile, we ended up at three booths each with two Chinese guards. The top was surrounded by glass and a small cut to pass papers through. I had an emergency medical appointment due to an accident that affected my disability. I was in great pain, and the doctor was willing to see me for special circumstances. I had to come home immediately. I was finally told by a guard to approach the booth and show my COVID test, negative of course, or I would not be allowed on the flight. Then I saw behind the booth a long row of Canadian policemen, a wall of police that the very young Chinese fellow at the booth said that he didn't care about my circumstances or disability, but I can go along to the next two booths that had two white healthcare nurses in each booth. I then spoke to the young lady whom I thought would allow me to get my specialist. I was in physically bad way, was told to take a chair just in front of another group of police. I was so intimidated to be here or there. It was a great number of guards and doubled by the police presence. It was actually scary. I felt like I was in a militaristic yet undefined on the surfaces. The Canadian police were at attention with nothing to do. I felt like they were hoping for something to take away their boredom. I immediately felt like I was at their mercy. After at least 1 hour, which felt like a week, I was worried I would miss my special appointment. Of course, I swore to uphold the isolation and all the regulations, like phoning in to report my isolation daily, because Canadians can't be trusted, I guess. I finally went to ask the nurse if I could leave. She told me that very young Chinese guard in the first booth said that he didn't agree and I had to go to their choice of detention center. I was forced to ask if she could do something. No, the Chinese guard said no. The Canadian, and how in the friggin' blazes does a Chinese guard say no? The Canadian health, Canadian nurse obviously got orders from him. Well, I was so shocked that I wasn't allowed to my medical emergency care. I said, well, I have to try and make my appointment because it's beginning to be painfully unbearable. All she said was that I could call for an ambulance, see a paramedic, and wait until my detention was over. I thought that nurse would know that in the case of specialist treatment, a paramedic is of no help. I had to say I must leave and I'll deal with the consequences later. It's a $3,000 fine. I grabbed my suitcase. I was sitting alone outside the deserted luggage pickup and realized that the two policemen were on either side of me. They escorted me away from the exit to another row of people in a long booth. There were about 10 people manning whatever this was. I was brought up to a lady who said, before you go, you need a COVID test. I said, yes, let's do it, please. Then she insisted I answer questions. At least the policeman gave me a chair. I was going to miss my appointment for sure now. The first thing the lady said after name, address, etc., that was right on her computer was, what COVID hotel are you booked at? None. Please, I really need to hurry. May I have my test? He said no. Then I actually began to cry. I just couldn't help it. My pain and worry were building up. I calmed down. Then they said, let's continue now. The COVID hotel you're going to? I said, none. I got up to go to the testing tent. Then three policemen were around me. I was trapped. Now I thought if I overreacted, they were going to put me in jail. So I asked them, what's going on? If you don't do what you're told, we'll take you to jail. That was just too much. I sat back down and the lady asked me, what COVID hotel are you booked in? Again, I stood up. I said, please ticket me and let me go. Oh, no. Then a male nurse with the three police came around me. He obviously saw I was in distress, shaking and sweating, and I was on the verge of tears again. I'm not usually like this, but I was in a bad way. This was just abusive now, so I have to answer these questions. I kid you not. They said, okay, now what COVID hotel you booked in? Wow, such abusive power and contemptive behavior. I stood up and said, oh, no, you don't. And made my way to the test tent. Then there were the 10 Chinese women doing the test. The nurse from the front was then there along with the two policemen shadowing me. I was finally led to a chair. The Chinese nurse swabbed my nose. I got up after thanking her very politely and made my way to go to the exit. Now a nurse and one officer escorted me. Then another officer came up. And while I was still not outside, they roped in test area. I wasn't sure if they were going to take me down and off to jail. All these police and Chinese guards and Chinese testers were small handfuls of people who all test negative coming home. They must be assholes for doing the government's work, especially when the real power lays with the three Chinese men in the first booth. It was plain to see that there was no incredible amount of hate and distrust for anyone who dared leave our country when orders were to stay masked and locked up during Trudeau's great communistic power play to prove to his global elites that he has the foot ready to squash anyone who dares not be abused, used, and punished in Trudeau's new first post-national state. The nurse said, then I have to give you instructions, and she handed me a non-compliance form. At this point, I just laughed and said, what are you doing here? You don't make medical decisions. You just sign off, and what that young man tells you, and he sure as heck isn't a nurse or doctor, so you just abuse seniors who had disabilities. Just leave me alone. I shook them off and finally escaped from my first brush with the look at what people in Canada are letting happen. What country did I land in? Well, that sure wasn't Canada. God only knows what we are in for. The Chinese run the place. What else are we seeing with the Chinese communist Huawei G5 spy systems up and running across the country? Now it's all during their first lockdown. Victoria's building up Chinese museum honoring the Chinese. And let's not forget about a little virus called COVID-19 and set all of these new communistic power moves in motion that the death of old useless seniors like me, I ask what next. Now this was a report I got, and this is going to be on the next show, so you can read it there. Because on there, I got also on the next show, debt to seniors, more evidence that the elderly are about to be extinct, the injectables are the pandemic, and what's spreading the so-called variants. Now, some of you are in for a world of fun. Fun. I had an email today, and I looked it up. New Brunswick. How many of you are from New Brunswick and are now outside New Brunswick? You may want to check out your capacity to go back home. According to what I read today, you are not allowed to go back. You could have land and family, but you can still not go back. And the only people that are allowed to travel outside of New Brunswick are people that are facilitating medical emergencies in Quebec. So they have basically exiled people from New Brunswick. Now think about this for 1 minute. If you're Canadian, you should be madder than a raging bull, ready to take some matador out to lunch permanently. If New Brunswick is not letting anybody go through New Brunswick, how are you going to get to Nova Scotia, PEI, and Newfoundland? How? Now, is this another power play to fragment Canada? Get the East Coast being completely isolated from the rest of the country. And now we see we got Chinese nationals running the West Coast. I was watching a video about the American dollar, how it became the petrodollar. And at one point, they were backing the dollar with gold. When gold was $35 an ounce. So for 1 ounce, you'd get $35 American. And the French decided that they were going to cash in on their currency and get some gold. Well, when they tried to do that, Nixon embargoed the gold and said no gold could leave the country. So what they did was they negotiated with the French with land in America, which they were backing the dollar then with land because they didn't have the gold to back up the dollar, which made some countries a little bit concerned that America now didn't have, that the money was worthless. Because up until that point, America was getting good, solid assets for worthless paper. So then they decided to sign a deal with the Saudis, and now the petrodollar became into existence because the negotiation was that the oil had to be sold in American dollars, which gave America full control of the global currency. Now, the interesting aspect of this is that the land at one time was given as collateral. And I'm wondering if the FTARDs in Ottawa, you know, going way back to the first Trudeau, first, not goofball we got here, but the first one, if he didn't sign some sort of land deal with the Asians, in regarding borrowing money and using the land as an equity for securing the loans. I mean, what's the easiest way for a country to conquer another country without firing a shot? All you need to do is acquire the land that they have in the country and eventually you take it over. It's the old story. Remember the story about the camel and the tent? There was a soldier in the tent, and there's this camel outside. And he stuck his head inside. The soldier says, "Why are you doing sticking your head inside my tent?" And he says, "Because it's raining like crazy outside, and I just want to stick my head in to get a reprieve from the rains." And so, after much debate and arguing, the soldier acquiesced to the request of the camel. So after a while, the camel says, "Can I come in a little further? Can I get my legs inside? Because it's really raining really hard, and I'd like to be able to get some relief." And again, after much debate and deliberation, the soldier said, "Okay, you know, come on in." So now the camel's got his head in and his legs in and, you know, his neck in. And so he kept on and on and on. Eventually, The camel got in the tent and the soldier was thrown out in the storm. I got news for Canada. The camel's head's in the tent. And I think his front legs are there as well. And I also believe the hump is halfway inside. We better watch what's going on. This corona bullshit is what it is. Pure bullshit. It's the biggest distraction going. And it's allowing China basically to invade countries without firing a shot, without feeling any sort of retaliation, any challenge whatsoever. We are laying down, allowing a foreign national to again offer security to Canada. What is it? Our police department has lost the capacity to offer security for the cities and towns that they are policing. What is it? Our soldiers are incapable of any more protecting this country. Well, Ding Dong wants to take away our guns. I mean, seriously? Are we going to just allow him to say, oh yeah, you can have my gun. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, the government will take care of me. Let me remind you again. Ask the natives how the government took care of them. They broke them, bankrupted them, threw them in lands in areas where the environment was so hostile. They don't even have frickin' running water up north. And yet, the government saw fit to warp speed the reserves to be injected with a programmable DNA that could now wipe them out. And nobody would be the wiser. Now just imagine this for one second. You know, and I'm just speculating here, okay? I'm talking out loud. But imagine if you wipe out a whole tribe of natives in northern Canada. Oh, how about America? What if America went back and did the same thing, that they allocated land to cover their assets? Just speculation here. You know, so who's got the best land right now? It hasn't been touched, screwed with, manipulated, effed with, anything. The natives. They're on those reserves, and they've been running those reserves as long as they've been there. And the government of Canada has never, ever honored their treaties with them. And the unfortunate reality right now is a lot of the chiefs in these reserves have also betrayed their own people. They've been bought out. What else is new? So when you have this situation going on, what is the perfect weapon? Because you can hide behind this weapon. See, how many side effects have happened so far with Pfizer and with Moderna and now with AstraZeneca and now with Johnson & Johnson? How many side effects have occurred with these injectable programs, and yet they have never, never, never acknowledged the fact that these injectable programs have caused the deaths of untold, probably millions of seniors across North America? Yeah, 1% bullshit. Oh, we had 3,500 people die today, but that's only 1%. What about the other 99? You know what I mean? I'm not getting that other number. 1%. So they are hiding behind the fact, saying, oh no, the vaccine didn't do that. They had a condition. They died because they had pneumonia. They died because they had cystic fibrosis. They died because they had a cancer. They died because they had diabetes. They died because they had an autoimmune disorder. That's another pile of bullshit. You know, I got to tell you. Autoimmune disorder. Of course you have an autoimmune disorder when you're sick. That's what happens. Your immune system now has a disorder going on because something is attacking it. But yet, the infinite wisdom of the Rockefeller Institution hasn't figured out sweet F.A. for over 100 years. Well, sorry, 80 years. Give him a little credit. 80 years. 80 years, we have not had one solution to cure anything in 80 years. Can you imagine that? A country as advanced as Canada and the United States in the area of pharmacology, pharmacopoeia, any form of medicine, any form of chemistry, biochemistry, one of the most advanced countries in the world, and can't cure one thing. Not one thing has been cured since the Second World War. Not one. And the only people that were finding real solutions were people in the complementary alternative medicines or doctors that were using alternatives that were actually working at curing people. And those doctors you could count on your hands and your feet. That's how many were actually practicing. The rest of them basically was kissing the CMA's ass and the AMA's ass. You know, they just bowed down and said, okay, we'll just do what you tell us. These doctors in the AMA and the CMA, they're the most gutless bastards that walked on the planet. They got no balls whatsoever, period, nothing. You know, they took an oath. They took an oath. Now, whether they're still taking that oath, I don't know. But they took an oath back in the 50s and 60s, and they didn't cure a sweet F.A. Nothing. Zero, nada, zip. It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace and an insult to a country that was advanced as America and Canada can't fix anything. Yet they can medicate you to pieces and then come up with this fraudulent scam to inject into you a untested, untrialed genetic experiment. They're all genetic components, every one of those injectables. Every effing one of them are designed to alter your DNA irrevocably. In other words, it's irreversible. You get the shot, you're done. More and more and more the research is coming out. We said it, like I said, 7 months ago, that this would create a real pandemic. And I've been saying that mid-June we're going to start seeing the pitfall of this experiment. Wearing the mask, social distancing, isolation, all programming, all of it. And that isolation and social distancing has created more death than this COVID could ever have done on its own. Now, with this agenda being thrown in front of everybody as a deception, as a cover-up, because now everybody's worried they're going to die. Oh, we're going to die. We're going to die. Ooh, we're going to die. Ooh, quick, where's my mask? Quick, give me my hand condoms. Quick, give me my sanitizer. Oh, yes, this is all going to protect me from the pandemic. Ooh, yes, help. Yes, give me this, give me that. Yeah, please. Please, bring the needle. We need the needle. Oh, we need it now. We need it badly. Oh. Well, I mean, like I said, the stupidity is unimaginable on this. This is the government's doing. This is what happens when you put your faith in the government. They will lie to you. They will manipulate you. They will cheat you. They will abuse you. They will then fraudulently tell you some story or fable. And while you're paying attention to these fables and stories, and how do they do this? The CBC, these bastards on the CBC, they come on national television, you know, with the so-called fake news, the fake bullshit, the fake crap that they propagate. They dress in their three-piece suits and their nice outfits and dresses, and they look, and they're all dolled up, and they're all made with the makeup, and they look like celebrities, and they come out there, and they pretend that they're telling you the news, that this is some serious stuff, and boy, you need to be serious, because this is serious, and blah, 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 and they should win an Oscar for bullshit, honest to God. They are hiding behind this, and while this is all going on, we are losing the country. Imagine that. New Brunswick, the premier of New Brunswick has been given orders to isolate people from New Brunswick from coming back into New Brunswick, and you can't go into New Brunswick. So how are you going to get to Nova Scotia, PEI, or Newfoundland? And then what if Quebec decides to join that whole regime over there? Then what? There goes one third of Canada. Bye. Probably the Chinese will say, oh, look at all the land we have there. Ooh. And they ain't got so many people. Those will be easier to manipulate. Yes. Let's go to PEI. We have an island. Oh, we can turn that into a vacation resort. Only for the Asians and the Chinese. We'll kick out those people, send them somewhere else. Yeah, we'll send them to Newfoundland. Oh, we'll send them, we'll send them down to the States. Hell, we'll own them too. Again, speculation. Plausible speculation. Like I said, you better start thinking. You know, when people are having these marches and whatnot, there's supposed to be something going on now, I think tomorrow, about, oh yeah, in Leamington, Ontario, there's a restaurant. I forget the name of the restaurant now. Let's see if I can find it while I'm talking to you guys. That is going to have a challenge to the system. They are going to be ticketed if they open tomorrow. And they're saying no more lockdowns. They've had it. They've had enough of this bullshit. And it's pure bullshit, all of it. There is absolutely no need to be locked down. But I'll tell you what's happening. Because we're being taken over by the Chinese, and since they don't allow freedom of expression, that means you can't go to church and pray to God if you want to. What's happening is your right of worship is now being taken away, because we are going to adapt the Chinese system where the Chinese government will tell the preachers what to preach in the churches. This is what's going to happen if we just sit there and just let this go on. So, like I said, I'm not a church goer. I'm not one for going to church. I've got to tell you, I haven't seen God in church in a long time. But some of you feel the need to go to church and pray, and I'm all for it. That is part of our right under the freedom of religion. If you want to go to a temple, you want to go to a mosque, if you want to go to a Hebrew temple, a Hindu temple, you want to go to a Christian church, a Catholic church, a Protestant church, then you have every right to go and pray as you see fit. That's the whole, everyone's equal under the law on this, but not in a communist regime. Not in a technocratic regime. There was a minister out where the hell was he? I think he was out in Leamington as well. And they interrupted his service. He told me, he gave him a blast. You know. Okay. It's called the Family Kitchen Restaurant at 73 Erie Street in South... Sorry. 73 Erie Street South in Leamington, Ontario. I believe it's going to be around 10:30 in the morning. So if you can get out there, please do so. Support these people. Maybe we'll have a couple thousand people lined up to go into that restaurant. Wouldn't that be something? Ooh, wouldn't that be? That mayor of the city there would just shit, wouldn't they? Oh! Maybe we can start a revolution. I think that minister, the minister was in Alberta. And I think he started a revolution in Alberta. He told the police to get out. Police have no business going to any church while there's an assembly going on. Again, this is more intimidation bullshit, period. And so I think people need to realize that, you know what, why are you wearing a fucking mask in church? Are you kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? You're going to church. So you decide that you're going to wear this iconic thing that actually represents the worshiping of Moloch and Baal? Really? I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I got this whole freaking thing wrong. Because I've read the Bible too, and the Bible says to me that God's a jealous God. That there is no other God except Him. Now, if we believe this, why are we kissing the ass of the devil? That's my thinking. Now, maybe that's some crude language, but that's how I look at it. That's how I look at it. Now, like I said, I have all the, I don't know what the word is exactly, that you have every right to go into any house of worship that you believe, that, you know, to pray to God. And now, mind you don't have to pray in the church. Again, you know, and we may go back to the way it was back in the day where you're going to have to meet in people's homes, which I think might be better than going to church, actually. And it may start an underground movement where we'll have real Christianity rise up to the surface again. That may be even way better, because the shit that's out there now is sure as hell not Christian for the most part. Especially these TV evangelicals preaching some bullshit gospel. So, give me your money. God will bless you. God will bless you. God will bless you anyway. Isn't what the whole salvation message is about? Is that God's blessings will rain upon you if you follow Christ? Isn't that what the whole thing says? It doesn't say you got to give your half your paycheck. It doesn't say you got to give to any of these bastards, you know. But anyway, that's another theme for another day. I think Jesus would rather see people seriously. Now, again, this is my opinion. I'm not speaking on Jesus' behalf because, again, that wouldn't be appropriate for me. I can only speak for my behalf. But my perspective and my viewpoint on what I've read in the Gospels is that I think it would be better if we took the funds that we're giving to these whatever, that we help the people here in the streets that are not eating, don't have a place to live, don't have any clothes, don't have any shoes. Wouldn't it be better to us to give the money to these people and help them out? They're the ones down and out. Just my thought. I could be wrong. You know, I don't dictate how you should work and walk in your faith and your belief. You know, but faith and works do go hand in hand. Not that your works will save you, because works will never save you. Our works are a direct result of what Jesus did for all of us when he died on that cross and he came back from the dead. And when we accept him as our Lord and Savior, or as the one that can get us home, however way you want to put it, then in that effect alone, he has created for us a dynamic that we're blessed because of that anyway. And then anything that we are doing is a result of what he did first. I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing now if he hadn't saved me way back when. You know, I got to tell you, that's the truth. And I wouldn't be, everybody always comments to me how smart I am and how intelligent I am and how this and that. I got to tell you something. That's, again, comes from God. He gave me the potential to grow in wisdom and knowledge if I chose to do so, and I did. So as a result, he blessed me with this. And this is how I have to look at it. You know, that's the only way I can look at it. If he hadn't done what he did then, and God hadn't led me to Jesus, then I wouldn't be here today. And that's how that rolls. And if Jesus hadn't found me, I wasn't looking for Jesus. I didn't believe in him. So I didn't believe in anything. I thought it was all a bunch of religious bullshit, all of it. I thought, what a lot, you know, everything I saw about Jesus was about making money. Oh, make money. Jesus, oh, give me your money. Money, Jesus. That's what I saw. And then coming from a ghetto, that didn't fly too well with me. Well, if I'm broke, you know, and that seems to me that it seemed like a money game. But anyway, I learned differently as I went along. You know, and I see the difference. I've seen a lot of things in my life. So I'm pointing this out not to, again, criticize or condemn anybody who's a believer. And you know, and I get fear. We all have fear. Everybody's got afraid. There's afraid of something. It doesn't matter who you are and how tough you think you are. I get that. But, you know, if we don't stand up on any level, in any area, we're just going to get shit on. And I get the idea you want to turn the other cheek, but, you know, he didn't say which one. I'd rather turn theirs. I mean, again, that's subject to interpretation, in my opinion. That's not what the scriptural reference means, but you get what I'm saying. It wasn't until the people of God stood up for what's right and to do the right thing, is then when the changes actually came for righteousness to take effect. As long as the people accepted the evil that was on the land, righteousness could not abound. That's always been the case. And that's where I'm coming from with that. Nothing more. You know, here's an opportunity tomorrow at this restaurant. And I'm not saying all the Christians need to do this. You pray about it and you talk to Jesus about it. And however you are inspired, because I don't like to use the term feeling led, how you are inspired, then do so. You know, if you are inclined, then and you choose, be there. And that's how I will leave it at that. If not, then don't. And again, we've had another situation out west, and the minister told the priest and the police to get out, and he made a comment. He was beside himself, seeing that the police had violated the church of all things. Can you imagine that? But he held his ground, and they left. We have to make sure we keep Canada free on every level. Every level. You know, so that you have the right and access to go. You know, one day, if we don't stand up for righteousness' sake, we will lose our rights, especially our right to worship. I don't care about our prime minister. I don't care about his opinion regarding to our rights. When righteous people stand up to demand their rights, then the rights will be released. They have no choice. And any opposition to that righteousness, they will have to deal with God on that one. That's how I look at it. You know, if the people stand up, I believe God would be with them. God would be with anybody that stands up for righteousness. It might be an ordeal. It's never easy, but c'est la vie, that's the way it goes. But anyway, this is tomorrow, April 6th, 10 a.m.? Yeah. April 6th, 10 a.m., Family Kitchen Restaurant, 73 Erie Street, Leamington, Ontario. So again, lockdowns, and like I said before, this bullshit about locking everybody down at every holiday that's going on. Christmas, you're locked down. New Year's, you're locked down. Easter, you're being locked down. You'll probably be locked down on the Queen's birthday and her month. Oh, yeah, everyone do your thing. You know, if you want to honor my birthday, stay home and, you know, hide under the bed. And you'll take your little PCR or test and take your little, you know, swab and take the needle up the arse. Oh, please, you know, do that. You know, all this horseshit. Propaganda horseshit. You know. And then they'll lock it down on the 1st and 4th of July. And then they'll lock it down Labor Day. Because this is a way of getting people away from their prospective culture. Most of these holidays all fall on demonic days anyway. But, I mean, and again, they don't really have any merit or any value other than the fact that we're commemorating something. And I don't think the 1st of July and the 4th of July for the United States is going to mean a hill of beans with the Chinese military is doing the security for both countries. Really? Makes you wonder. Unless perhaps our presidents and our prime ministers have just given these countries away to the foreign nationals. That's a possibility too. Who knows? So, I'm not sure in regarding to the future of our country. I think it all depends on what we do with what we know and what we stand for. That's basically what I think. Again, they've divided us over something as ridiculous as language in this country, French and English. Really, it's amazing to me, you know, because when I talk to I get people from Quebec call me up all the time, and it's interesting. We have good conversations, you know. I don't speak French. I mean, I learned it once a long time ago, but I never really used it. I'm not opposed to speaking French. I'm not opposed to having bilingual signs across the country. This is what it means to keep the country together, you know. But I'm not opposed to speaking from anybody in Quebec either. Now, sometimes, I've had people from France write me letters on email, and then I just use a translator to write back. I first write back the English, and then I translate it to the French you know, to make it easier for the people over there. I mean, I don't know who knows how to speak English or not. So even if somebody from Croatia or Yugoslavia or Germany or any place else that write me in English, and I know that what their cultural background is, I will write things in English and the other language. Mind you, I'm using a translator. So it makes it a little bit easier. So they can read both, hopefully, to make sense of what I'm saying and using two languages. So this is what I try to do. So that, again, why make it difficult for each other? We got enough shit to deal with in this world. You know, why make it more difficult? That makes no sense. You know, we did do something today. Now, it's not up yet, I don't think. Hold on. Yeah. Okay, a friend of mine came over and we decided to do a film and a video, and they put it up on YouTube, but right now YouTube is still processing the video, but the link is up there. So when you get the link, hopefully you will see the hopefully you'll see it again. where you'll see what we did, see what we presented. Hopefully it'll help everybody. Hopefully it'll give you some ideas how to protect yourself from the leakage that's coming up. Again, they're still processing the video, so hopefully they let it go up. I'll contact my friends and see if they can put it on BitChute as well, and maybe NewTube, I think, or Brand NewTube, so that everybody can have a chance and opportunity to see what we did. And again, it's not the only method, but you may want to look at what we're presenting, so that even if you can't do it the way I'm expressing it, you can do it whatever way works for you. So I'm the idea with all these videos is to give you the initiative to come up with your own solutions. You know, that if I'm showing you a small window of things to do, that you can now take that and expand on it. That was the whole idea behind the YouTube videos. Honest to God, it was designed to help you guys, saying, well, look, I've seen this. Let me do some research. Let me put something together and see what goes on. So again, it's not up yet. Hopefully it'll be up soon. It'll be how to protect your DNA from injectables. Catherine Anna it's on her website, so she's put it up there. As soon as it goes up, I will download it, put it on my BitChute channel as well. And I may open up a brand new tube account and start putting stuff up there. Rumble was a pain in the ass for me to try to hook up. I think they needed a cell phone. I don't know why everyone needs a freaking cell phone now. All of a sudden, we have to have a cell phone to do anything on the internet. Have you noticed that too? So anyway, I'm presenting that as well. So you'll see that coming up as well. Where are we at? Oh, wow. Is that going talking that long? All right. So again, I wanted you to, all of you have an opportunity to see some of the things. But I wanted you to understand the nature of where we're at today. You know, when we're looking at mass toxicity for school kids, I mean, this is in Quebec. They are forcing kids to wear these frickin' masks. They've got nanofullerenes, which have now come through just by an experimentation somebody did. They found it's got graphene in it. Graphene is a very super hard carbon material. And when you breathe in those compartments, those particulates, they can cause irreparable lung damage, respiratory failure. You know how I've been saying for a while that I said that by mid-June you will see pneumonia or heart failure because of the overloading and overtaxing the respiratory system and the heart. Heart has to pump oxygen if you're not getting it from other channels. That stresses the heart. And like I said, for those of you who already got a weak heart and you're working in an environment where they're forcing you to wear a frickin' mask, then you need to get on some CQ10, probably 100 milligrams, straight CQ10, combine it with vitamin E, vitamin A. If you're smoking, do not take vitamin A. You might want to use then NAC and vitamin C, and even green tea with the vitamin C, so that now you'll have something that can fight off the compositions that are being layered in your lungs. And they don't stay in your lungs. They're on a nano scale, remember this. Nano can translocate through almost any tissue in your body and wind up in your brain, spine, liver, spleen, your skeletal system, your digestive system. You know, it can wind up in your thyroid. All these health issues that we have been dealing with for the last 50 to 60 years is all tied to this. All of it. When they talk about airborne pollutants, these particulates are all on a nano scale. And when they embed into the body, they start forming mutations to occur on the cellular level, on the DNA level, on the genetic level. So a lot of cancers came from not because you were acidic, not because you were alkaline. It's because your genetic code, your genomic of your code, had been altered by these compositions or these particulates that were now absorbed by the system. That's why you got the cancers. That's why you got the respiratory issues. That's why you got the asthma. This is why you got the the tuberculosis. This is why you got the pleurisy. This is why you got cystic fibrosis. This is why you got all these different heart palpitations and blood pressure disorders, because your kidneys have to filter these particulates through the kidneys, and when that happens, your blood pressure goes up, and then you go to the doctor and say, "Oh, your blood pressure, you're gonna die. Oh, ye, ah, ooh, take these pills, take these pills, take these pills." They have never healed anything, ever. And when you take these pills and to reduce the blood pressure in the kidneys, what winds up happening? This is the vicious circle that goes on. You take the drug to reduce the load in the kidneys or the pressure in the kidneys. The kidneys now cannot filter correctly the materials that it's trying to filter out of the bloodstream and filter the blood. Thereby, the blood now overloads with this shit that is not being filtered out. Now can get carried into the brain, into the spleen, into the liver, into the system. And now you start collecting more and more crap till you get to a point where the kidneys don't function like they used to. And now you're always tired. You're always feeling drained. You're always feeling exhausted because the adrenals on the kidneys are now overtaxed. Same with the lungs. When we're looking at what's going on with the lungs, they are being stressed by the same reason. The particulates that you're absorbing through your breathing is now being filtered and collected through the lungs. And what doesn't get filtered gets collected. And what winds up happening, that these things will again translocate. And what the skin can't filter out gets collected. And the skin, the lungs, and the kidneys are all connected. So once they're all overloaded, guess what? You have a problem. All the arthritic issues that you're dealing with is all coming from, again, heavy-duty pollution. And as a result of these heavy-duty pollutants that are all on a nanoscale, they cause the body to be depleted of key minerals that create enzymes or antioxidants that keep the body in balance. The aluminum nanoparticles remove the calcium and the magnesium out of the body. Any kind of other, there are certain types of radiation that remove the potassium out of the body. There are other metals that are in there that also remove, copper out of the body. Once the copper gets out of the body, the iron in the body starts to oxidize and break down. You lose oxygen. It would appear that something may be eating the iron, but what's happening is the iron has the peroxides that are causing to create iron oxide or rust. A lot of things change our biochemistry because of the wrong elements getting inside, pushing out the right elements. And so as a result, you wind up in the condition you're in. Now, ergo, here comes the injectable program. Ooh, hoo, hoo. Come on down. Get the microchip, the nanochip stuck in your brain. Watch it assemble. Watch it take over. Watch it disrupt your brain's functionality. Watch it turn off your DNA. Watch it shut down your pineal gland. Ooh. Get a swab. Get that swab. Injection number one. Injection number two. We have four. Take your pick. Moderna, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca. And I read an article today that also stated that the vaccines are now being designated depending on which one they designed for you to take, because it has a specific operating system designed for specific type of people. Imagine that. Holy jumping. Come on down. Oh, no, you're saving the Moderna for some. You get the Pfizer vaccine. Oh, wait, no. You don't get the Pfizer vaccine. You get the AstraZeneca vaccine. We want to see blood clots all over you. So, yes, get the. And then what happens is once these things are inside of you, genetic API, biometric API, access programming, I forgot what the I stands for now. It'll come to me. But a biometric access programming, okay, interface, sorry. That's it, access programming interface. So now you got this inside you because now they've injected you, plus what you've been exposed to with the nano fallout from the sky. You know, so when you're looking at that situation that they're putting in there, they're putting in different programs and different people. This way they can access the frequency to turn you off, just like they did in China, in Wuhan. We are in a situation where if the bulk of the population, if they warp speed this nonsense through and through, and people decide to take this injectable program, we're going to see the bulk of the population in Canada drop. In America, they've already downloaded it in one-third of the population. 110 million Americans have now been injected with the download. God only knows what's going to happen. And now as a result of this infection that they have injected into people. You know, yeah, people don't realize this is what this is. You remember back in the 50s when they lined up all the Negroes, all the colored people, to get their polio vaccine. Remember that? I got a picture of that on my window. All these colored people come in, all these Negroes come in, and then Negroes, not to say the other word, and they come in to get their polio vaccine. And they injected them with syphilis. Now, how does that protect them from polio? Who knows? And how many died a horrific death as a result of that effing injectable? What's going to happen with this is going to make that look like child's play. Total child's play. We are not going to see the light of day on this, and we're going to mourn like crazy because we're going to see so many Canadians and Americans and Europeans drop because of the sheer ignorance of what has been propagated here. And then the government is going to hide. Oh, it's a new variant strain. Oh, it's a new variant. It's not a new variant. It's an introduced variant through this infectious injectable program. We said that about 7 months ago. We did. You know, on the show I said it, that this would happen. Doctors are now saying what's happened. The German guy that's making these vaccines, I mean, he is so alarmed. When I saw his research, I gathered just by the nano research I had done, the nanobiology that I'd been looking at. But when he pointed out that the antibodies that they're injecting into people actually shut down the NK killer cells to assault and take out the pathology that's there. Because the way it works is this. The antibodies are the janitors. They clean up all the shit that's left over. The NK cells have to go in there first to kill off and figure out how to take out whatever. Once that happens, then the antibodies come in. But if the antibodies are already there, the NK cells say, well, whatever's there is already dead. We're not needed. And after a while, the NK cells start getting weaker because they're no longer challenged to defend the body because you've got these antibodies in the system that's stopping them from doing anything. Imagine that. Imagine that. So we are no longer in Kansas. The good old days were never good old days. They were just days that led us to where we're at today. And all what's happened is we just declined as time went on. And now they're hiding. The governments are all hiding. Oh, the COVID. Governors, mayors, premiers, they all need to be arrested. Every one of them. All the parliamentarians need to serve some real time in a real facility. You know, and then let the people decide what they want to do with them. Because they have horrifically betrayed their trust, and they horrifically betrayed their responsibility to their respective culture and country. Look at Finland, look at Belgium. Finland and Belgium have now fought and challenged the country's constitutional laws, and now they have to revoke the COVID in those two countries. I am now waiting to see a new variant strain pop up in Belgium and Finland. Imagine that. If it doesn't happen, it'll surprise me. And on that note, I'm going to let it go, and I'm going to wind her down. I want to remind you all, there's also Fiona for Health. She's got a new upload on Minds.com, so click on the link and check it out. What else? Okay, we got on their solutions to the spread of the dread. Now, hopefully it'll be up. If it's not up right away, I'll check again before I wind it down so that you can see hopefully what's happening. And then maybe you can watch the video and you know, whatever. Well, so far they're still processing the video. Yeah, I find that unique. But anyway, we do have a copy, so if it doesn't come up here, we'll try to put it up on some other network. If YouTube, this is the other thing too, I think everybody should understand. If YouTube is not going to allow freedom of expression, freedom, period, then perhaps everybody should start seriously jumping the BitChute, brand new tube, DTube, or WordPress, or some other medium. To, and then just end this YouTube, you know, hell with them. If they're not willing to have freedom of expression, then perhaps we shouldn't support them. If this has been taken over, oh, I found out something today, I almost forgot this. Bill Gates apparently has bought out Telegram. And I hear he's going to buy out Discord if he hasn't already bought it out. So if you're on Discord and Telegram, you may need to see a new venue. Where to go? Because this is what they're going to do now. Any form of freedom of speech, and again, this sounds like a Chinese takeover. I could be wrong. But I know that Baidu or Badu, whatever the hell that shit's called in China, they cannot have access to a lot of things. They have screened out and blocked out any access to the outside world, to the Asian people. They think that the government's doing them a world of good. Again, they bamboozled their government. Because if they ever wake up, the government there will be dead. There ain't enough soldiers there to contain that rage. So perhaps maybe we should start informing the Asian population to let them know what's going on. Eventually, it will get in there. Eventually, they will see it. But initially, they won't. Just like over here. All right. As I wind it down, I always tell everybody at the end of these shows, you know, go read the Gospels. Read the Gospels, you know, that Jesus wrote. You know, that was wrote about Jesus, you know. Read what he has to say. I encourage you to read it for yourself. Don't let anybody show you anything until you read it for yourself. Even if you're having a hard time, don't worry about it. Read it. Read it. Get it. Work at getting it. Understand it. Understand whatever you understand and what you read. Stay faithful to that, because as the Bible says, to much is given, much is required. Or not to more, to much is, how is it? If you're given little things, you'll be given bigger things, because you'll be responsible for the little things. That's a paraphrasing. It's a bad one too, but anyway, you get the gist. If you take what you're reading and you apply it in your life and stay true to it, God will reward you by giving you more for you to learn and understand and gain. That's just the way it goes. That's just the way it goes. And so I'm encouraging you all to give that a go. Give it an attempt. You might be surprised. You just might very well be surprised. All right. Read the Gospels. Read the letters. Understand what's happening, you know, in that realm. Get the upload from God. You know, that's what I always think. Get the upload from God. So anyway, on the site, you're going to see all kinds of people there. People from all different walks of life. You got Brian396, you got myself, you got Ty Shy, you got Yanni, you got Sherry Three Arts Church, you got Deanna Spingola, you got Fiona, you got Liberty, the Liberty Channel, you know, more and more people will be probably put up there just as more and more things start to happen, so that you can see that more and more people are waking up. And I encourage everybody that if you're have anything to say, discovered something, start a channel, start talking. Freedom of speech needs to be expressed, not suppressed. If God has shown you something, you know, and it has substantiation, not some touchy-feely nonsense, then I encourage you to come on the airs, you know, create a channel, create your own channel. You got podcasts, Podbean, you know, whatever. Podbean's a good network. I've been there because it's been pretty good. Or start your own micro effect. You can do that as well. And start talking about things. The more people that start talking and propagating what we're all seeing, the more people will start to pay attention. If you hear only a handful, then it's like him, ha, whatever. But if a lot more start talking, I think it'd be great. I'd encourage that. Alrighty, so check out the site, collect the links, share the links with everybody. Stopping the spread of the dread is a good concept. Again, I encourage you to, help anybody that's doing something, you know, financially if you can. If you can't, don't worry about it. Share the information. Share it. All right, until the next segment, to your health, and always remember, by the grace of God, we are still here. Take care.